Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bible Stamp Baby Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord. Lord, so worthy to be praised. Amen. Tonight for some gospel music and Bible scriptures. Addison Church. We'll have scripture from Old and New Testament. Prayer. And we will start our songs and scriptures from Old Testament, Exodus, 2nd chapter, 1st to 10th verse. Exodus, 2nd chapter, 1st to 10th verse. And it reads, "Now a man from the house of Levi went and married a Levite woman. The woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a fine baby, she hid him 3 months. When she had found hide him no longer, she got a heteros basket for him and plastered it with bitumen and pitch and put the child into and placed it among the reeds on the bank of the river. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, while her attendants walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to bring it. When she opened it, she saw the child. He was crying and took pity on him. 'This must be one of the Hebrews' children,' she said. Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and get you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?' Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Yes.' So the girl went and called the child's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child and nurse it for me, and I will give you your wages.' So the woman took the child and nursed it. When the child grew up, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and she took him as her son. She named him Moses, because she said, 'I drew him out of the water.'" New Testament comes from Ephesians, 1st chapter, 1st to 14th verse. Ephesians, 1st chapter, 1st to 14th verse. And it reads, "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are Jesus and are faithful to Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless for him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Christ Jesus, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, and he freely bestowed of us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavishes on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all the things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who are in the first set our hope on Christ might live in the praise of his glory. In him, you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. God bless you, hear his word. May we have prayer?
Fiance and woman of God.
Now we will start our gospel music.
Oh.
Myself, come now, I will test you with pleasure to find out what is good. But that also proved to be meaningless, I said, in madness. And what this accomplished? I tried cheering myself with wine and embracing holy. My mind is still guiding me with wisdom. I wanted to see what was good for people to do under the heavens during the few days of their lives. I undertook great projects. I built houses for myself and planted my vineyards. I made gardens, planted all kinds of fruit trees in them. I made rivers to water groves and flourishing trees. I bought male and female slaves and had slaves who were born in my house. I also owned more herds and flocks than anyone in Jerusalem before me. I amassed silver and gold for myself and the pleasure of kings and province. I acquired male and female singers and my harem as well, the delight of man's heart. I became greater by far than anyone in Jerusalem before me. In all this, my wisdom stayed with me. I denied myself nothing in my eye desired. I refused my heart to pleasure. My heart took delight in all my labor, and this is with the pleasure for all my toil. Yet, when I survived, surveyed all the hands had done and what I had told to achieve, everything was meaningless, and chasing after the wind, nothing was gained under the sun. New Testament comes from John 14 chapter 7 chapter 14 to 24. John 7, chapter 14 through 24. Not only halfway through the festival, the Jews there were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having been taught? Jesus answered, My teaching is not my own. It comes from the one who sent me. Anyone who chooses to do the will of God will find whether my teaching comes from God or whether I speak on my own. Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is the man of truth. There is nothing false about him. Has not Moses given one of you keep the law? Why are you trying to kill me? You are demon-possessed, the crowd answered. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus said to them, I did one miracle, and you are all amazed. Yes, because Moses gave you circumcision, you circumcised a boy on the Sabbath. Now, if a boy can be circumcised on the Sabbath, so that the law of Moses may be broken, why are you angry with me for healing a man's whole body on the Sabbath? Stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. And God bless the reading of his word. And some more gospel. Let's see.
There was a family on their way down south. And they had gone as far as they could go, and they made their way, and they were driving on a dirt road. Storm came. The lightning started flashing. The young man that was driving the car lost control of the automobile. Ran off the road, and everybody was all right except him. They got out of the car, and just across the dirt road was a white house. They took him across there to that white house and knocked on the door, and a white lady came to the door and said, "Can I help you?" They said, "Ma'am, if you just let us, our brother just got in an accident. We want to just come in and make a telephone call. We want to call the doctor." They walked in, and daughter got on the phone, and the phone kept ringing, and there was no answer. Finally, somebody picked up the phone and said, "I'm sorry, but the doctor's not here. He's out on his rounds." Somebody say, "Yes, here." Well, the daughter put that phone down and went back into the living room. And the little children, they were sitting there crying. They were all sitting there crying. And by that time, grandmama had got out of the car. She made her way across that dirt road, and she walked up to her and just opened up the screen door. And she peeped in and she said, "How's my son doing?" And they told her, said, "Mama, we tried to call the doctor, but he was out on his rounds." She said, "John, let me come in." She walked in and she looked at that white lady. She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" She said, "Ma'am, do you have a closet?" The white lady looked at her and said, "If you want to use the phone, you can use the phone." She said, "No, ma'am, I don't want to use the phone, but I want to call my doctor, and I need to go to the closet." Wait a minute. She made her way to that closet, and there was just enough room for her to get in there. She walked in that closet. The children were walking behind her. She walked in that closet. And she closed the door. And before she talked to the Lord, she said this.
Heal me, oh my help, in
I want to see the hands of you that know him to be a doctor in the sick room. If you know he's a doctor, let me hear you say yes. Well, grandmama came out that closet, and she made her way back to the living room. And everybody was just singing and praying to the Lord. The children had gotten happy. The white lady had gotten happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Daughter ran to the door and said, who is it? The man that was standing at the door said, listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just in these parts, and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in? He walked in that room. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is your joy. I said, your in the room. Oh, I need a kiss, my daughter. I had it right on my street. Uh-huh.
Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you know him to be a doctor, say yes. If you don't mind, help us sing.
Thank you.
broken but healed. Lord, with you.
We'll have one last scripture for tonight, which comes from Genesis 15 chapter, verse to 6 verse. Genesis 15th chapter, verse to 6 verse. And it reads, after this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. But Abram said, sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless and the one who will inherit my estate in Israel of Damascus? Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Then the word of the Lord came to him. This man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars. If indeed you can count them, then he said to him, so shall your offspring be. Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. May God bless the reader's ears word. More gospel music.
Just stand.
Great words to the Lord, gospel, scriptures, and music, praising to God. Until we get again, may God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you. forgive me.